All right, so I finally did it. Here's a cigarette. The last puff. And let's look at... Let's look at what just happened. I was working for a couple of hours. And basically, I work a lot on the laptop. There were too many open tabs, too much going on. And my focus was kind of jumping through too many things, right? And it was hard for me my RAM was overloaded because instead of just seeing one thing through, I was working on one thing, which led to another thing, which led to another thing. Then I finished that other thing. Then I went back to the thing prior. Then it went to another thing and another thing. Basically, you know, everybody knows nowadays what it's like when you're working on something and there's too many tabs open. And I can tell my mental RAM is just overloaded. There's too much going on. I'm thinking about too many things, and then I keep too many things in the back of my mind. It creates a very nervous, jittery energy. It's that's not, instead of being in one room and working on one thing, I'm kind of going mentally from one room to another room. I work on something there, then I go to another room. I work on something there, then I go to another room. But I still think about the other two rooms a little bit in my mind. Like, I keep it in my mind. It's like juggling with too many things at once, right? To the point where I feel even a slight tension in my body. And it's not like a strong tension, but it's there. And I actually know that every time, sometimes I go to get a massage, and the massage therapist, every massage therapist always comments on, oh, your neck, your shoulders, your back so tense, right? And for me, it doesn't feel that tense because I'm so used to it, but I definitely feel the tension. I definitely feel the stiffness. I don't have a wide range of motion, right? And this is me just freestyling and analyzing. I could be just talking BS here, but yeah, you can tell probably even just listening to myself, I realize before arriving at a conclusion, I jump to something else and I jump to something else in search of that conclusion, but I don't go there. I don't conclude it. And I remember Richard Bandler, one of the co-founders of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, right? Actually talked about some experiment that was once done with office workers who, and you know, I'm probably recalling it incorrectly, but basically office workers or executives who had a high amount of stress or they were suffering from burnout. And one thing they did was that at the end of the day, they just took time to put everything back to its place, close the files, close the laptop, bring everything to a conclusion. And that alone helped reduce the stress of these people. And I don't remember the study. I don't remember what it was like. Would be super interesting to find out. But also going on that hunt and trying to find that study would be another rabbit hole to go down. I don't want to go there. But again, I think there's something about conclusion and stress management that I have to learn. And even while I was smoking the cigarette, in my mind I was working on something, and I wasn't I wasn't enjoying the cigarette, and typically I don't enjoy the cigarette, right? It was just like a habit to kind of calm the tension, the stress, the very latent but still existing anxiety and kind of tiredness also. It's tiring when you juggle so many things at once. And yeah, I think in this case, what led to kind of giving in to the urge to smoke another cigarette was just that. Like, if I look at my day, it seems there's so many things that need to get done, and it's never ending. And it's kind of like a hydra where you chop up one head and two new heads grow. And then you chop down another head and again two new heads grow. So it's exhausting to go through a day like this. Not unusual, I think. I think many people know what that is like, but it's not good, right? You don't wanna go through your day always stressed, being stressed and feeling overwhelmed by what you have to do and feeling like there's not enough hours in the day. And then at some point just ending because you know, hey, at some point I have to end and there's other things I have to do. There's other things I want to do, right? But never feeling like you fit everything into your day that you want to fit into your day. And so, yeah. I don't know. I could keep on talking, but I don't think there's some more interesting insight in this. So that's that. 7 minutes.